Welcome to the World of Valor Ties That Bind, an actual play tabletop podcast. Chapter 57, Frozen Love, Part 9. Ivan.
That's me.
After what feels like only a few seconds, you went from flying in the air at supersonic speed to face down on the mountain as Obsidian drops you. Roll a perception.
Is it sight-based?
It is sight-based. You look up from your crater of snow that you found yourself in to look around to kind of get a gauge of the situation. What did you get?
I have advantage because the first one was a 6, so we're going to try different dice. That's a lot better.
Perception's wisdom, yeah? So 14.
Okay. What you see is Vera with a shocked look on her face. The ruins of that Titan that was left up here just kind of burnt all around you in the battlefield, and Victorino facing Obsidian, who's taken a few steps in front of you.
Oh, in front of me?
In front of you. And so now we enter initiative. Obsidian glares as Vera and questions, "What did you do, girl?"
Your construct? Your construct kind of went haywire, so we had to put him down. My bad.
Okay. Hearing that you only had that to offer as
an explanation,
Ivan, you see that the ice on his body begins to melt as his body burns with an intensity that you haven't seen yet.
Okay.
And with that being said, it's your turn.
It's my turn. Seems like he's pretty wrathful.
Can I use that? Can I?
So, since he's not facing me, can I essentially do a surprise attack?
You can try.
I can try.
You get advantage on surprise attacks, so.
Would I have to roll, like, stealth specifically first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I'm going to attack anyway, because, like, yeah, I'll roll a stealth. What do I have to stealth?
Oh, I think it's Dex.
Dex?
Okay. Yeah, Dex.
No, I got an 8.
I got a 21.
Damn!
I needed a nat 20 for that, huh?
Okay. I forgot that another reason I was worried, because I'm like, anything that I have, he just has like plus 10 to everything.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd roll like super low. If I rolled even lower.
I'm using my good dice. My hard mode dice.
Okay, well, is my sword on the way still? If it flies in,
and then it sees that you're dead, okay.
you die halfway, it drops in the sky. Okay. Well, I'm sick of this guy. He's finally worthy, and he drops dead.
Okay, so I'm going to activate the Draconic Posture. So I get plus 2 to damage and to hit. And then my Mana Enhanced Fists are ready. That gives buff. I'm just going to punch him. Straight up. And he's back.
It just turns into a fucking brawl. We're just punching him.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll the hit.
Intimidatingly.
I rolled so many times. That was a 15. The thing is, it rolled to an 18 and then it rolled again to like down to a 6. Yeah, I'm tracking them. I'm writing them down. I have to not. These were my good dice. I have to use like maybe this one.
I should just roll my. Could just reroll because I'm like, oh, the magic dice. Gravity is not affecting Josmar's dice the same way it affects everything else. Seems a bit fishy. Dice.
So that's it? That's all you got?
Because I can't reroll that.
Do you have any movement?
I have movement.
Can you run and punch? I don't know. This is a momentum?
That's... I think that's all I can do because I already used my bonus action.
That's fair. If you want to move back, I wouldn't blame you.
I mean, yeah, so I'm not in like the direct vicinity. Sure, I guess I'll move back.
So as you begin to move, it activates a opportunity of attack.
But he's facing the other way.
Yeah, you're in his range.
What? I'm sorry that I suggested that. I didn't realize that it would even count.
I forgot about that. Can I not do that anymore?
Never mind. Can I go backseas?
Because I figured that because he's facing the other way.
Wait, I have opportunity because I was looking to sneak attack him.
Yeah, I thought I would have the opportunity. Okay. Wait, I heal. 10. So I'm back at full health.
Oh, I also heal because it's every turn and not every of my turns. So I'm also gonna heal in the background. Not now, obviously.
Dang.
So, what essentially happened was Ivan got up from the ground, tried to square up. Tried to throw a straight right hook right at Obsidian's back. And he's able to counter it, pushing your fist away and kind of throwing you off as he comes in with a jab.
Just a jab?
Just a jab.
Okay.
And that...
Is it a non-magical jab? Just a straight punch?
It's a magical jab.
That's...
13... 6 plus 5.
So 24? 13 plus 6 plus 5?
Yeah, 24.
Break it?
And so he comes in and you see, you got a pretty high perception. You see that as he's punching you, spirits physically are coating his fist. As he hits you for 2d20.
Okay.
And now I need you to roll a constitution.
Fourteen?
Dang, you had to beat a 15.
Wait, will this move me unwillingly?
So does knocking you prone. I don't know if that's not moving you.
Do
you have any inspiration left to boost this up?
I got 2 more points from the other day when we were like talking about stuff.
No, yeah, that's fair.
I was hoping to like save them so like.
No, that's fair.
I could get like a crit hit or something, but I'll use one. Wait.
Sorry, would just want to die from this? I don't want you to use it if you're not gonna.
Well, if I'm gonna be prone, that eats up like an entire like bonus action that I could use for
something. It's half your movement speed.
Oh, is it just half the movement speed? Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
I will say there's no more damage being sacked. It's a reaction and it did 24 damage.
Okay. Oh, it's like you already calculated the damage?
Mm-hmm.
24 is not that bad.
As time passes, you get more health.
Let me double check. Because it's magical, so I can't resist it. My stuff is just resisting non-magical melee attacks. It just says you have advantage on... Oh, it's strength, not constitution. Never mind. So yeah, I guess I'll be prone.
And so he hits Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
And Ivan... honestly, for the past few weeks, you've been knocked down so many times.
Yeah.
This has to be the hardest hit you've taken. As you crumble to your knees. And now I need you to roll another constitution. To see if you hold on to consciousness.
Okay.
This reaction is called knockout punch.
No.
What'd you get?
A 9.
You still like... No.
Jeez.
And so, Vera, you see Ivan get knocked out.
Okay.
As Obsidian turns back towards you.
Oh, he still has a turn? That was his reaction?
Yeah, that was his reaction.
Because, like, no, that's I tried to move away.
Oh, no, that's fair. Okay. That's cool.
So okay. I have 8 HP left. But I'll heal.
You're like a cockroach. You'll survive the nuclear attack.
That's so funny.
So is it running out? You can just toss it, just my.
Okay. Victorino!
Oh, thank God. I was like, oh, so it's... Now it's just me, 2 hits.
So, Victorino, mm-hmm. He looks down, and you kind of see a look of concern on his face as he saw that Ivan just got knocked out.
Uh-huh.
And he sits down, mm-hmm. and you see that he seems to get into a meditation position. Nice. And you see centering on him a dome made of spirits circles around all of you.
Nice. Including
including Obsidian. And that's all he does for his turn.
So just a spirit dome?
Just a spirit dome.
Is there any pluses to that?
Or? You don't know.
Okay.
Obsidian looks at you, Vera. You've destroyed over 3,000 years of work.
Ooh.
You are not leaving this mountain alive. And so, he rushes towards you. And... Okay, it activates. And you see... A mini sun being condensed in his hand.
Okay. Okay, let me start writing my notes.
And he's gonna roll to hit, but he's at. Is your, are your eyes still on?
I think technically, yes.
I assume, yeah, because if this is happening right after that.
Oh, like, I remember the fight didn't last, of the me destroying the Titan didn't last that long. It mm-hmm. is still on.
Okay. He's actually going to take a double disadvantage. Mm. And so that's going to look like I'm going to roll 4 dice.
Okay.
And whatever.
The least of that is?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, the lowest is 4, so there's a 14 hit.
It doesn't.
Sweet.
Thank God. It doesn't hit. Yeah. Suck a dick.
Okay. And so as a bonus action, as a bonus action, he, after noticing that he misses and the flame fizzles out, he quickly turns and looks at you, Vera. Mm-hmm. And flame covers your entire body.
Okay.
And it does. I need you to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, thank God. I thought that was a one. These guys are deceptively like hard to read. I got a 7.
Okay, that's enough. You fail the dexterity saving throw. And you take 3d12 fire damage. And then you're going to take 1d12 fire damage every turn.
Okay.
This spell can only affect one creature at a time. And ends naturally after 1 minute.
So guess who gets plus 3d12 health?
Sweet.
So 3d12?
Mm-hmm. So because you're immune to fire, but you also get healed by fire, mm-hmm. That's 15 health that you gain back.
Nice.
So where are you at?
44.
Is that your max?
That's my max.
Sweet. And then you just gain an additional
1d12 per turn.
Sweet.
And he ends his turn. Vera.
Gotcha. Sorry, I was writing the notes. So, 1d12 per turn. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some worms in that bitch!
What?
I'm going to put some worms in that guy.
Nice.
Because, like, he won't be immune to, like, the worms, right?
He will not be immune to the worms.
Sweet. Okay.
Okay.
Biological warfare.
Biological warfare. I need these dice right in front of me. I need to talk to these dice. Because this is my only plan, is putting worms in this guy. If this fails...
You can maybe try to grapple.
We're going to grapple and break his neck. Because we're not playing games. Yeah, it's that serious. We're not playing games with this man who can control spirits when I'm literally a fire spirit. We're not even going to risk that.
If it means anything, I need to spend an action to control spirits. And because I'm currently surrounded, I need to kill one of you to then be able to do that.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I believe in you, Vera.
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. In terms of technicality-ness, could I potentially use my dexterity for this?
For your melee punch?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sweet. So I think with Justin, actually, I don't. I'm gonna take that. Unnatural 20. Because it's a spell.
That's funny. Because his armor class was 21 until the ice started melting, and it got dropped down to 20. So meets it, beats it.
Oh, thank God. Yeah! Let's go!
Worm that hoe.
Now you have worms in you. And, sorry, I was going to say, so he has the worms, yeah?
Yeah. Well, actually, two things have worms. Because you've also put worms in his ice dragon!
No.
How much health does ice dragon have?
241.
Okay, so he's good for a while. He's good for a bit, I guess. Let me do the thing first. Because he takes... ...2d10 fire damage, which I don't know if he even gets.
He has resistance.
So okay, cool. So he deals 1d6 per turn, ignoring resistance and immunity. It can only be cured by the user. So I figured that he was resistant to fire, so I was like, okay, that's not helpful. Read forward. So 1d10. So 1d6 fire damage that you can't ignore. And I'm gonna talk to him! And we're gonna chill out. So, Obsidian, Mr. Snow, it's feeding time. I apparently put worms in you. And you're gonna die unless you give up. Which means giving up your spirits that you've enslaved and just succumbing to us and coming back to us to the capital, because you're definitely going to gel. So the choice is yours. You can't kill me now.
Are you trying to persuade him?
Yeah. I guess it's not persuading. You have... Let's see what's higher. Intimidation, persuasion.
I thought he wasn't... I thought he was immune to intimidation because he has...
That's fair.
His own Atlas eyes.
That's fair. We have charm. The thing is, it's a hostage situation now. Because if I die, you die. Okay, and I don't mind.
Are you going to roll anything?
Yeah, sure, we'll roll. We'll do charisma, I guess. That's the closest thing I have. 16.
13.
Oh, thank God. So, yeah. This fight's over.
And he takes a moment to recognize that. Okay, you wormed me up, Scotty. Ah, clever girl. But I may die. But what stopped me from killing your friend?
The thing is, the only way that you survive out of this is by giving up. I'm not wavering.
We'll see. Now, Ivan, it's your turn.
I still had a bonus action.
What are you going to do with your bonus action?
I was going to activate Diabolic's Rune, but I feel like now I should probably, like, stay. I should, like, ready a reaction to see if he goes after Ivan. I can't ready a reaction with a bonus action, can I? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to activate that box run. That's the only thing I can do.
There's currently. Also
Mia.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joseph. I haven't thought of Mia in such a long time that I forget that I have Mia.
What's Mia's strength? Because, like, she can maybe grapple.
My wolf has him.
Joseph was trying to say, no, he said he could kill me.
No. Miles is on the line. You gotta pull out the stops, Vera. We're not risking my life. That's fair. No.
Because if he's grappled, I can just do crit damage with one of my traits.
Oh that's yeah. Right.
Just right. Sorry. I'm so sorry you mentioned it on air.
No, he mentioned it before we started recording.
Yeah. Dang, I'm so sorry. I'm dumb. The thing is, I remember we were making plans yesterday. I'm sorry. Any new information that we got from plans yesterday, my brain's out of it.
That's fair.
I was stressed about this fight. My tummy hurty. That's fair. Okay, so we're going to have Mia attempt to grapple. Because the thing is, she has maul, so she could technically, like, grab the person's face. But I was waiting for my motorcycle to activate my diabolic room, actually, first, maybe? In case? Okay, one. Okay.
So no, it doesn't.
No, it activates. It activates automatically.
Oh, yeah.
Because of...
Wait, no, you have to roll to activate it, and then it's random which one you get.
Oh, but I thought... Sorry, let me see my notes.
What was it, like, the mana not needing anything? Because...
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to do that. That's smarter. You're right. That does make sense.
Wait, but you got a 1.
No, that wasn't my...
Oh, you wrote a...
I got a 12.
So it activates.
Sweet. Okay. 5, okay. So, activate the diabolic rune. And I'll work out the thing for that later. I'll activate diabolic rune. 5. Okay, we're going to have Mia attempt to grapple.
What does 5 do?
Sorry. I was going to look at it later because I'm like, it doesn't matter now because I can't really do anything except for activating it. But if you're curious.
What if 5 was like, it win the fight? Like, it's not going to be that, but.
Yeah. Let me. Sorry, I have so many stuff.
I found it. A myriad of inked eyes appear in your body and allow for your sight to be enhanced. You have advantage in wisdom perception checks until the end of your manifestation. Additionally, you can no longer be surprised while you are not incapacitated or unconscious.
Nice. Sure.
You can perceive better now.
I can perceive better. That's okay.
I
was really hoping they got the 6th one because the 6th one is like you get resistance to like attacks or something. But we'll live with it.
Yeah, Ivan needs it because he's still unconscious.
I have to wake up now, right?
Yeah. I'll allow you to roll a con. Oh wait, no, Mia still has to go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna have Mia grapple by biting his face. Is that a thing? Can I do that?
Roll grapple.
So that is Hold on. It's an 18. But since Mia is right next to me, can I help assist?
It wouldn't be enough. I got a 17 plus 5. You
wouldn't have. Oh, I thought it was based on your. Oh no, it's just versus.
Do you have points of inspiration?
Because I don't have enough to beat that. I only have 2 more points. I don't have 2 points of inspiration.
No, but then, like... Oh, it wouldn't be, like, a crit because it's not the base roll.
It's not the biggest. Because you have a 25, you said? A 23?
Because, like...
17 plus 5.
Yeah, 23. Sorry, 22.
The way it works, you have to... For the crit to work, it has to be, like, the base roll and not after whatever after you add. Mm-hmm. Dang. Okay.
So, I have... So, if I'm next to Mia and... Actually, I'm going to get a plus 2 because I'm next to her. And she's my spirit. No, that's her. Well, Mia has a bonus action?
No, Mia doesn't.
What do you mean?
And so what you guys see is Mia get the silent command and jumps at Obsidian. Mm-hmm. And he grabs Mia's throat. Little girl. I must show you the true power of an Atlas, the true rulers of men, the dominators of nature. Lowly beasts will cower for the power that I possess. And I'm going to need you to roll a arcana for Mia. And it's going up against mine.
Okay.
So I got a 19.
Dang, I got a 12? 11.
And then you hear Mia yelping as he crushes down. And you see Mia kind of dissemble. People don't realize that us wizards are the ruler of this world. Anything that exists within this world falls to our vision. And he reshapes Mia into a sword that he wields in his other hand. Now, little one, can you take me on? Ivan, your turn.
That's horrible!
Oh my god.
Ugh, my chest hurts. Okay.
Sam, is it okay if I move your dice?
No, yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
Disappointing me again.
So my sword? Can my sword wake me up?
Actually.
I hate that. Please.
You find yourself within your mind.
Gotta talk to that guy again.
And that Arcanite has done some crazy things to you.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting within your own head is your brother, Sparrow, again. Mm-hmm. Little bro.
Hey,
what did you do?
Big bro, it's a mess. I kind of dipped my sword into like this Arcanite thing, thinking it will power up my sword, but then it started to like kind of metaphorically eat me. But I willed it to not do that. And so here I am, I guess.
Well, you know, it's kind of a mess in here.
Is it?
So So, walk with me, talk with me.
Okay.
So, you know how there's different types of magic?
Yeah, yeah.
They all have kind of rules and sort of bylaws that they can't break, right?
Yeah, like how Vaconic and Divine Magic can't really, like, mix,
right? Yeah, exactly, bro.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So, you force them to mix. Mm. And outwardly, I think you think you're fine, but... And then he's like, let me show you what a manifestation of what your mind looks like. And then it seems like everything is being destroyed within your body.
Oh my god.
You are... And then it kind of fades away back to blackness. Oh, you're kind of an anomaly, man.
Mm. Thanks for that, big bro. What positives can I take, can I have... Can I take away from this?
Your body is no longer fighting control against itself.
Right, because, like, I have control now, right?
You have control now.
Now.
As in past tense.
Past tense? Who's... In control, present tense.
And then we cut to the outside. Vera, you just saw Mia...
disform into a sword?
Yeah.
I'm so sad. Oh my god. This is terrible. The thing is, I was very much okay dying today. But Mia turning into a sword... I'm just gonna bring Mia places, actually. We're never bringing her anywhere ever again.
But before you even have the chance... to respond to that, you see Ivan begin to stand up with a dark energy radiating off of him. Mm. Well, I got my freedom, but I didn't expect it to be this early. I didn't get to prepare my show. Princess. And then you see Ivan's skin turn from brown to a dark blue as electricity radiates throughout him. I'm glad to have such a welcome reunion. And then you see what looks to be claws growing out of his hand. As you see his wounds begin to heal over themselves. But you have something I need. And he attacks you.
Can I wake up?
Well, I guess everybody's getting warm today.
Josmar, what do you have in strength?
You better say that you deactivate that shit, Josmar.
The thing is, it doesn't just deactivate, but if this is like the pure Vaconic essence, they shouldn't be able to get the 25? Because that's from the primordial balm, from my blood tone.
No, they get the 25.
Well, they get the 25, Sam.
Why do they get the...
So I rolled at a disadvantage because I have, because you still have your eyes on.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 20, and I got a 3.
Oh, thank God.
What? So I still don't think that's enough to hit.
No, because that'd be like 10 in total, because yeah. I normally get a +7. Does he get everything that I have activated?
He does.
It's +12. Because of the draconic posture. It's an aggressive draconic posture. But you're still fine.
Not to team up with this guy to take Josmar down. That's not what I wanted. Not today.
Where's your druid master? Where's the clear thoughts?
Oh, yeah, the bullet! it.
You have the things that Zio gave us before.
Thanks, Zio. Wherever you are. He's hurling towards the with Arcanine in his hand.
Now it's Victorino's turn.
Oh, I just can't. I'm just stuck for now.
You're stuck for a bit.
Okay, well.
But don't worry. We're going to come back to you inside your head, brother.
Victorino, please do something. The thing is, there's a spirit energy around us. Why does the Vaconic energy even... How does that even work? Victorino, I'm sick of you meditating. I need you to be more proactive, honey.
Also, you do have 2 clear thought runes.
No, yeah, I have it in my thing.
My AC is not that high.
How's
14.
Oh, is it 14?
Not even. It's 13 at the moment because I don't have a weapon drawn.
Sweet.
So like,
your sword comes just at the nick of time.
So Victorino attempts to help. And he rushes up to Ivan. And he attempts to grapple Ivan within the snow that's around him.
Victorino, why? There's another threat here.
It doesn't work.
Dang.
I feel so free in this body. And as Victorino goes to grapple him with the snow, he kind of extends his arms out as he's controlling it, kind of like his hands move so fluidly like a band conductor, just switching mm-hmm. that hands around. And Ivan grips a hand. And he pulls Victorino closer. Is this the power of Master Druid? I wonder how it tastes.
What?
Please, Victorino, God. Victorino, no! We didn't know you that well. I hate that this is the first time you're introduced, and then you might get eaten.
You get eaten.
Oh, that Ivan. You need to start meditating, my guy. How is this that easy?
And Ivan chomps at his neck.
That's a hickey that I wouldn't want. That's too much.
Let's see.
Please, God. Please have it be a flesh wound. I can't fight 2 people.
Oh, it only does 27 damage.
How much was this health?
52.
Oh, thank God. It's not great.
It's not great. That's
maybe
like,
not
that's,
two.
That's like almost exactly half.
That's almost exactly half.
It's a little bit more. Quick maths.
And you see as he's locked in, you see the bits of Victorino's neck begin to turn gray as he drops him.
Oh my God. Did he infect him with, like, Vaconic magic?
We'll see. Little princess. Alone, aren't you? It's Obsidian's turn.
Yo, I don't know what the fuck is happening.
So, sorry, I was trying to see how much health that he takes from the worms. So, it's like 4
turns? Yeah, it's like 4 turns.
Okay, cool. Let me... Can you pass me the thing? Just can I borrow your dice?
Yeah, you can borrow my dice. Which ones?
This is a 2. D6s.
Go for it. Okay. Did you take any damage at all?
10. Me? No.
Okay.
11, 21 points.
Nice.
Not bad.
Sorry, I was surprised that was... I was also surprised. Hi, people at home. I'm very stressed. My tummy hurts. You get it. The math... Is that 70... 67? 67. He has 88 currently. Why is he coming to me? What did I do?
Obsidian looks at you. Why is he coming to you? What did you do? A little trouble in paradise.
What are you insinuating?
You're friends, are you not?
Oh, okay, sorry. I was like, what is it? Sorry, I'm like, vaguely. I was just like, so I told my parents I was associated with like couples to me. So I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about?
We're just not my boyfriend. He's not my boyfriend's down the mountain.
My boyfriend's actually, he lives in Canada. Could you knock him out again? Just for their sakes? It's a one-on-one fight. If you want to deal with them, be my guest. But, you have worms in you. Just a reminder. 67 health. I'm going to roll a persuasion. Sorry, that is not convincing to me. So I have to...
I was just going
to
say, you could roll a persuasion to try to...
Yeah, let me do that real quick.
Okay.
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 What'd you get?
I got an 8.
I got a 1.
Oh, thank God!
These are my, like... These are my better dice. Like, the thing is, it stopped at a 7, and I was like, oh, perfect. 1.
Yeah, I hate that.
So, if you remove these worms... You want me to kill your friend?
That's not what I asked.
You know, another knockout punch.
Currently, you're not in a good position because after he's done with me, he's just gonna go. If he's done with me, you're dead.
An Atlas doesn't make alliances.
They actually do, though. That's how we have a whole nation. You know. Stop being stubborn.
Shame!
No. Oh, are you texting in class?
No.
Is this something you want to share with the rest of the class? It's just right.
It's a vibrate.
The only thing I can exchange for you is your life. You can take it or leave it, but I'm not wavering on this. Your only bargaining chip is me. And if he goes after me and kills me, you're dead. He clearly lost control. I need you to subdue him. Consider you turned my best friend in the world into a sword. You have run out of bargaining chips.
Roll another persuasion.
I got a 12.
I got a 17, and then it rolled into a 7.
Dang.
Very well. I'll end his quarrel with you, and then destroy you myself. And Obsidian rushes forward to Ivan. He summons up another miniature sun.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought this would help.
There's a 22 hit.
Yeah.
Nice. And as he begins to bring this sun down on you, mm-hmm. Ivan begins to laugh. And he starts eating it.
Well then. So, is it my turn after Obsidian's? Because I have a clear thought.
More. Give me more.
So I'm going to try that clear thought. I'm going to try that clear thought right now.
Okay, Vera, your turn.
Yeah, we're going to clear thought this guy. We're going to clear thought him. So just...
I like to think that's like, Vera just like...
walks over. Clear thought.
And then that's it.
It's activated. You're welcome.
Didn't you have to put it on me?
I have a Zumar saving one, so.
No, but like it's a rune that you have to like put on me.
Well, I'm gonna rush him.
No, you can still like walk over and just put it on me. My AC is only 13. You just have to beat that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can probably like.
Hold on. You don't have to kill me.
Because yeah. it's like on like a paper, right? Yeah. You just gotta.
So yeah, thank God it's on a paper. For some reason, like it's on a bullet. I'm like, I'm just gonna throw the bullet. That feels like it would be a waste.
No, yeah, it's on a paper.
Cool. Thank you. Let's go! He's clear thoughted.
What'd you get?
I got a 16.
Okay.
Plus my arcana, so you know.
Would it be plus runes? Because it's a.
Well, plus. Shut up. No, it's the same. It's a plus 5. So it's...
And so did you walk up to him or did you run at him?
I feel this is a trick question.
No, I just need to be able to describe the scene.
Okay, I run up to him and clear thought him real quick.
Okay, so Vera runs up to Ivan. And then puts this paper directly on his chest. We're trying to clear thought him. We're trying to get our friend back. And you do it. You activate it. You feel the magic of the clear thought.
And it doesn't work because...
Now I need you to roll a shrimp saving throw.
Is it an area effect, Zach?
No, he's grabbing you.
Okay. Well, I got a 14. Is that enough?
I got a 20. I got a... No. I got 12 plus 5. I got more.
Okay. I feel all the hydration leaving my body.
Princess. You've given me exactly what I needed. It's gonna bite your neck.
Is it gonna bite my neck?
Yeah.
Can I put worms in him since has me in a grapple? He's on me.
I'll have you roll it a bit.
Don't put worms in me.
I will kill you. You have more time than this guy. Also, let me also roll for the worms. Because his turn passed and my turn passed.
For obsidian?
Yeah. 8. So he's at 459 now.
Proceed. Now, attacks against obsidian, I can do an extra bite attack. Thank you.
Yeah, you're doing that bite attack right now.
Yeah. Well...
Let's see if I can recover from this. Well, I get a plus D. I get a D12 to heal, so hopefully that. Oh, my tummy hurts. Okay.
And so he bites into you. And you haven't felt corporeal in weeks since you've eaten that flame, like the Zabar fruit. Mm. But it's like he bites down on your very soul.
Oh no.
And deals 33 damage to you.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I'm at 11. It's okay.
Okay. But you get to heal.
Actually.
What do you mean, actually? What do you mean, actually?
Right now? What's your health at?
It's at 11.
That is your current health maximum for right now.
Okay. Okay.
And then you feel your body going numb as he seemingly begins to absorb, like, your very soul. As you feel as if something within you is breaking. And that's where we're going to end the chapter for today.